Today's share in the Dershir Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Sif Aleph in Simon Tof Reish Lamed Zayin, and we begin on the top line today of Kuf Omud Beis with Sif Beis. We're dealing today with a borrowed or a stolen sukkah. So the Mechaber tells us, Yotzim B'sukkah Sheula, a person is allowed to go and sit in a borrowed sukkah. You go to your friend and say, can I please use your sukkah? And he says yes, so that's perfectly good. Or you borrow the sukkah from him and you put it up on your property. Perfectly acceptable lechatchila. Yotzim b'sukkah sheula, v'chein yotzim b'shel shutvis. And alach haschama v'kama, if you can use a borrowed sukkah, we'll see, you can use a sukkah in a partnership with somebody because the part that you own is yours and the other part is considered borrowed. And let's see this inside now in the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Hey. The pasuk tells us, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkos. Every citizen of Eretz Yisrael should sit in the sukkos, which teaches us, malami shekol Yisrael re'uyin leishem b'sukkah achas. Kav yochel, all Yisrael could sit in a single sukkah. Obviously not at the same time. Hainu zeh achazeh. L'chadchila, if you have a sukkah, you go in there, you eat, next person goes in and eats, etc., etc. It's impossible that everybody should own it. Because everybody won't own at least the pruta's worth. The sukkah's worth $100,000, a huge sukkah. But you have 5 million people. So therefore, not everybody can even get a penny's worth of ownership in it. And therefore, the lo mati l'chol chad shavet pruta, nevertheless, el yadei shela, but it's good via borrowing, you're allowed to use your friend's sukkah. Even though you don't own a share in it, it is still considered an acceptable l'chatchila way to be yotzi sukkah. Sivkot and Vav, certainly with shutvis, kavachomer mishula, if you can be yotze with a borrowed sukkah, certainly with a partnership sukkah, because as I pointed out, here's what the Mishnah Berurah says it, v'choshekin kan diyesh l'chelik, because you own 50% of it. V'anishar hu sholo, and the other 50% is borrowed, the aldaz kei nishtatvut, that was the partnership arrangement. You can use it and I can use it, and therefore that certainly is good. So borrowed sukkah has no real problems associated with it. Albeit, the Shari Tshuva does bring down in the bracketed asterisks that if they're makbid on each other, if the two partners unfortunately don't get along and each one is makbid, that the other one shouldn't use the sukkah, that could be theoretically a problem. In any event, let's turn now to Sif Gimel. Here we're dealing with a stolen sukkah. The Mechaber tells us, sukkah gezula, kshera, a stolen sukkah is acceptable. Now, we'll have to see exactly what that means. It certainly is not allowed. You're not allowed to go steal a sukkah. Now we'll have to see what it means that you're kshera, that you're yotzi with it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot in Zayin. Ein haloshu miduktok kol chach. He says it's not a great language over here. It's not very precise. Because dohar darshinan midasiv chak asukos tazelacha, the pasuk specifically says, you shall make a sukkah for yourself, limute gezula, as opposed to a stolen sukkah. You can't be yotzi with a stolen sukkah. So therefore, what is the Mechaber telling us? The gezula kihai shetokaf al chaveiro votzio v'chule kshera. Under certain circumstances, if you go and take the sukkah to your property, then it could be kshera under certain circumstances. Now, this pasuk chag hasukos tasa lecha also would be the argument in the previous sif that maybe a borrowed sukkah would not be good. But here, when you borrow it, it becomes yours. In any event, the Mechaber continues. He says, Ketzad, what are the circumstances for which a stolen sukkah is acceptable? Kshera, again, never allowed. But bottom line is, we're asking, are you yotze the mitzvah or not? So, im tokaf al chaveiro, if you took your friend's sukkah, votzio misukoso ugzola, and you threw him out of it, and you used his sukkah, v'yoshav bo, and you eat inside that sukkah, yotze, you would be yotze. Why? She'ein hakarkin igzelis, for a very technical reason. Again, we're learning here, are you yotze the halach of sukkah or not? We're not learning, did what you do is correct? Of course what you did is incorrect. Of course what you did is a terrible thing. And there are numerous problems with it. We're asking the pure question. Were you yotze the mitzvah of sukkah? So the Mechaber says in this situation, yes, you were yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, because technically the ground can't be stolen, and the sukkah is mechubel karka, tchol mechubel karka harehu kekarka, and therefore harehi becheskas ba'aleh harishonim ucheshuula damya lididei. You are still technically sitting in his sukkah, and he is technically lending it to you, even though he is not. Now, in regards to the bracha, we'll see this is a great question, and we'll have a big discussion about this in the Bir Halacha. The Ramasal Chemakarka, and we can see this as well in Dershir Foot number 8, and we'll see this in the next Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes. But in regards to the bracha, Dershir Foot number 8 brings down from the Shon Halachos that you shouldn't make a bracha like the Mishnah Berurah will bring down in the name of the Magen Avraham. Furthermore, he says, Din zeh, shayoshi besukah chaveru b'gzeh l'yoseh b'dieved. This whole idea that yoseh b'dieved, so the Chazon Ish says, ba'ofen shaba'alim eino makbir al yeshiva. Even here, you're only going to be yoseh if the owners of the sukkah, well, they're not happy that you stole the sukkah from you, they're not going to be makbid that you're sitting in the sukkah after the fact. They're not happy that you stole the sukkah, but once you stole it, that you're sitting in it, that doesn't bother them. It would seem to me that that's not the normal situation. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says, they're not happy that you're sitting in their sukkah in their yard. So therefore, therefore, you're not only sitting in the stolen sukkah, you're sitting in the area that is stolen without permission. And in such a case, here you would in fact be considered halachically like sitting in a sukkah gezula, because they didn't give you permission to go into their yard, never mind stealing the sukkah. And he adds on, Shekein habir gam bedin ha-shulchan aruch legabi misha osa sukkah b'karka shel rabim. This is the same exact thing. If you go put a sukkah up in a public domain, Shein ha-makpidim el al hanochas ha-sukkah shem. They're upset that you're there. They don't want that public area being used for such. Ach ein lehem nafkamina im yoshe ba'olo. They don't really care that you're there. You have a right to be there, theoretically. They just don't want the sukkah over there. So the same nafkamina would apply there. If they're not upset about you being there, they're just upset about the sukkah being there, so then that's a different situation. But if they're upset about your being there, if the balaam are upset about your being there, or the public is upset about your being there, then in fact you would not be yotzei, according to this Chazon Ish. Now we go to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hago, miu lechatchila lo yeshiv odom besukas chaveru shlo midaito. The Rambam goes even a step further, and he says, L'chatchila, you shouldn't even sit in your friend's sukkah without his permission, even though you're not stealing it, but you shouldn't sit there without permission. Kol shekein im daito l'gozla, and certainly, Allah has kama v'kama, if your intention is to steal it from him. V'chein lo yasa sukkah l'chatchila b'karka shechaveru, and you certainly shouldn't even make l'chatchila a sukkah on your friend's property, shlo midaito, unless he gave you permission. Without his knowledge, you shouldn't do this. V'chein b'karka shisha rabim. Likewise, you shouldn't do this in the karka that belongs to the rabim. And this is brought down from the Agos Hashri and the Orz Arua. However, in all of these situations, miyu b'di'evid yotze. Even the Ramah says, b'di'evid you are yotze after the fact. Now, what are we talking about over here? So we see this in Siv Katan Tes in the Mishnah Berurah. And we say you shouldn't go and sit in your friend's sukkah without his permission. Why not? Shemo bal ha-sukkah hu makbel hazeh. Because maybe he really isn't happy that you're sitting in a sukkah. Why not? Shelo yira chaveru es ha-sukkah. You left papers there, you have private things in there. You don't want your friend seeing that. You would have cleaned it out. The esachiloso bli yidoso, and he doesn't want somebody else eating there without his permission. Umimela ein nochul levarichala, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah brings down what we just pointed out a moment ago in the issue footnote from the Shona Halachos. You shouldn't make a bracha. You may be yotze, but you're not doing the right thing, and you shouldn't make a bracha. However, avamutli kanes, you can enter there the lay shave and go and sit besukas chaveru b'shor she'ein bala sukkah shom besukoso. But if he's not in the sukkah, so this brought down the name of the Taz, that you could go in his sukkah and sit there. Shibavadei lo yakpid al zeh, because we presume, and this is a general presumption that we have in halacha, that a person doesn't mind if somebody is using his item as long as they're not ruining it. We don't mind if somebody uses an item of yours to do a dvar mitzvah. The nichalei le'inish le'avid mitzvah b'moni. Everybody's happy that somebody's doing a mitzvah with your property. I have an item, a dvar mitzvah, and it won't get ruined. I have a sitter, and it won't get ruined by somebody using it. So I'm thrilled if somebody takes my sitter and uses it. That's the presumption. Now, if we know that the person is makbid, and he says, I don't want people to use it, he puts a note in there, says, please don't use my sitter. It's an heirloom. I don't want anybody using it. I'm afraid it'll get dirty or touched, etc. I don't want anybody using it. So then you're not allowed to use it. But the presumption is if you leave something in a public area, so then people have the right to go and assume that you don't mind. The nich lelinish, the loved mitzvah b'mamoni. People are happy that somebody's using their property to do a mitzvah. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, and this is from the El Yerabah and the Shari Tshuva, as you can see in Os Tesvav and the Shari Tzion, if the owner of the sukkah could possibly come at any point in time, albeit the be'ez haknisa eino sham, but he's not there right now, you should not enter without asking permission. Why? Because he was about to come out, and now he sees that you're in the sukkah, and he was going to have a nice quiet tea and take a sefer and sit in the sukkah. But now you're there, and you're noisy, and he's going to have to make conversation with you, whatever the situation. He may not want to. So now you're preventing him from using his sukkah. He's going to be embarrassed to come in there and eat. He'll have to stop what he was doing, or he'll have to do something that he doesn't want to do. Olasu seisik achir b'fonav, or he was going to have a private conversation with his wife, and now you're there and he can't do so. And therefore, you shouldn't go in there without permission, even if he's not there. Furthermore, Kosov b'Bikur Yaakov, the B'Kur Yaakov writes, the imnotal rishus me ishto shel chaveiro, if you asked his wife's permission, kishenu b'veso, he wasn't home, here the b'hani, that would certainly be good as well. The kivan the hirusha say, ishto mistoma lo yakbil azeh, because his wife gave permission, so mistoma, the husband doesn't mind. Now, the Ramah said, you also shouldn't put your sukkah up on karka shehi shel rabim, that belongs to the public. Now, what's the problem here? So Kosov the Morgan of Rum, the Morgan of Rum writes and says as follows, b'tzorich iyan, you need to really look into this. Shenagu kitzas lasu sukkah b'shus harab. How are people making a sukkah sometimes in the b'shus harab? Ah, you're going to tell me, v'im timtzi lo ma'ad d'cho yisro mo'ochelin. All the Jews in the town are happy. No problem. You can use the park area. You can put your sukkah up there. We don't mind. What about the goyim? Mikol mokum yesh l'akum chelik b'hem. The non-Jewish people own that area too. They have a chelik in it. The hell or the osu mitam zeh lasu sukkah b'shus harab. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says, it would appear that you shouldn't be allowed to go and do this because you're stealing from them. They have a right to be there, and you're taking their place from them. And that is Geneva. The Akum Mevade Lomochli, Mestama, the guy, is not going to be Moichel. I, Vahavta B'dievet Kshera, we said that after the fact, Ramah said, Mihu B'dievet Yotza, Mikomokom Lo Yevarech Olel, the heavy Brochel Vatola. This is the Magen Avraham that I pointed out before, that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting, that says you shouldn't make a Broch there. It is a Brochel Vatola. However, not everybody agrees with this Morgan of Ram. Uba El Yerabba Kosav de Brochel of Atola Lo Heavy. The El Yerabba disagrees. Ayin Shon Sheherchuzeh, he has a long arichas on it. The Al Kain, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Im Ein Lo Acheres, if you have no other sukkah to sit in, Mutu Levarichalev, then you would be allowed to even make a brocha. Vechei Mitzadeh B'Sefer Maimon Mordechai Lohokel. The Maimon Mordechai also takes the more lenient approach and says you could even make a brocha in such a sukkah. Ubishua Shol Meshiv, Simon Kuv Chavches, he writes, Kosav, the Rechov Shalifnei Habayis Heim Shalom. The area right in front of your house is yours. The Lo Mikra Rishus Harabim. It's not even called the Rishus Harabim. As we know, and you can see this in Tisha Foot number 9, in the very beginning of Sukkah, which the Daf Yomi just learned, so it says there that a person has the right to the Dalet Amos that are right in front of the Pesach of his house. And therefore, there's a certain entitlement that you have to put your Sukkah over there, even though it's Rishus Harabim to a certain extent, but it is not considered Rishus Harabim in regards to this din. Or befrad, and especially hechi sheish lehem, a document. Now this is a shtar hashar. This is some sort of a document that says misarayir from the town leadership, from the zoning authority. Sheish lehem rishus laso seiruvim v'sukos ein lefak mikvizeh. He brings out for the piskei tshuva. Therefore, that if you have this authorization from the town zoning board or from the local authorities to go and put up an eruv, to go put up in a sukkah, so then there is no problem, and you can make a bracha there. And he says, "Ayn in the bir halacha, di ramasel v'chein v'karka shi'ishurabim." Where he has a long arichas about this, where he goes into this in more detail. Ayn sham. The issue footnote number 11 brings down: what about putting up a porch sukkah where the local authorities don't allow it, so it destroys the appearance of the city? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, "Shenechshav kegezel v'osri." He says, if the local authorities don't allow it, so then you're like stealing from them. Mipnesha lelo rishusam also libno shom binyanim. Without their permission, without the zoning laws allowing it, you can't go build there. The chomashetiru libnos, and anything that they let you build, hubitnai shelo yicharu es pnei ir. It doesn't ruin the skyline of the city. It doesn't lose the beauty of the city. And nimtza shebivinya sukkah, when you build the sukkah, kineged achok, against the local authorities, yesh chashash gezel ala binyan atzmo. So everybody wants to always get away with stuff. I can get away with it. But if the practical law says that you're not allowed to do this, so then you're really not supposed to do this. So says Rav Yashiv Zatzal. The issue for number 12 says similarly, v'chein, mishe'en lo mokum livno sukkah b'veitzo. You can't make a sukkah in your house. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, is in the Halicha Shlomo, writes, sh'ro shay livno sub yishus harabim. You can build in the yishus harabim only in nosnu rosh sheyayir es reshuzo. They gave permission. And in that situation, all of l'zayir shol lafriya l'hiluch rabim. And you should build in a way that won't disturb the public. And he brings out from Nissen Karlitz Zatzal that the Bir Halacha over here says it's dealing with Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, Shebenei Amadina Hem Yehudim, Achayavim Mitzah Sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael, It's a Jewish-run government, albeit not kelocha necessarily, but everybody is obligated in the midst of sukkah from the government point of view. Mutl of nosa b'shus harabim, but ofen she'en monea meharabim la'avar. Here, as long as you're not blocking the public usage of the area, then you have the presumption that you have allowability to go and build it there. Gami mitzamtim is mokom ilucham, and even if you narrow somewhat their area of walking, as long as it's still accessible to them and they can use it, that is allowed, and you don't even have to ask permission. Ein tzorch levakish rishus me'iria al-kach. You don't have to ask the local authorities. He brings out from the Das Torah, in the name of the Shel Shuvas, Tuafos Re'eim, Shibelav hochi ein anoch v'yochel limchos Eretz Yisrael. And the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael can't protest because technically, ein lo kinyan ha'gof baretz. They technically don't own the karka in Eretz Yisrael. This is a very important halacha in regards to the halachos of Shemitah. In any event, he brings down shebedover ze yeshtira ben yushalmi b'bavakama sheheti livno sukkah rishus harab meretz yisrael levena yushalmi b'sukkah shasa. There seems to be a stira in two different yushalmis, and the Das Torah brings down that the Vilna Gaon was troubled by this stira. What about building a sukkah in an area of an apartment building that is shutvis of the binyan? So Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down shein tzarich lishol rishus meashkenim. You don't have to ask permission from the neighbors. The af ein bekochim limchos bo, and they can't protest. Kiven shekach derech hashimush bechotzer mishutefes. This is the normal usage of these public yards of apartment buildings. I know my son Baruch Hashem. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He made aliyah. He's a Rebbe, and he has an apartment that he lives in, and they have a common ground, and everybody just goes and stakes out a place where they put their sukkah. Nobody, quote, is assigned it, and nobody can protest it, and that is the halacha l'maisa. Only im toein chaveru shirotzu l'hoki b'mokum zeh sukkaso tanosu taino. Then you have to work out. If two people want the same place, that would technically be a little bit of a problem. However, Rav Yashar Zatzal does point out that if they don't have permission to go and use that public area in the sukkah in the marpeses, and he built it without the permission of the shchenim, so then asu mishum gezel, it is a problem. Vein levar chayishiva, and you shouldn't make a bracha when you sit there, unless yesh biyado ishur amiti mi'ariya, unless you have real legal authorization to build in that place. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah continues and he says, V'chein lo yekatzatzu Yisroel, a Yid should not go and cut down the schach, haschach bi'atzbam, by himself. Elo yiknu osami of the kocham. There's a concern that this schach, these branches that you're cutting down, really are going to be gezela, so you shouldn't do this. But if a guy were to do this, so then you can purchase it from the guy. The kol gezel ain't osami mena sukkah l'chila, because you shouldn't go and steal something to go and make the schach for your sukkah l'chila. It brings down the name of Maria. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Alef, they're dealing here miyar shalakum. You're talking about cutting it down from a forest that belongs to the non-Jew. Afilu midas hakum, and even if the non-Jew gives you permission, you would be preferable that he should do it. Why? The tam din zeh u'pratav yizbor l'kam b'simin tof reish mentev sif alef ba'gah. This will be discussed later on. The Deir Shifut number 10 brings down shestam nochum goes l'karkem. There's a concern that the guy doesn't really own it. Maybe he stole it, and therefore the fact that he gives you rishus doesn't do you any good. Anyway, we'll learn that in simin tof reish mentev. Mishnah Berurah continues with Mokum Sheis Rishus L'Anshei Mokum L'Kach Eitzim in a Yar B'dino D'Malchusa. But if the government does authorize you to go and take things from that Yar, so then Ein Iser Im Lokach Mishom Masach, then it's absolutely acceptable for you to go and take it. The issue foot number 13 points out that if it's really not permitted, but somebody somehow got permission, but it's a little bit unclear how they got permission, so then you shouldn't use it. Einam Balam L'Hasidus Yer, that person who got permission, he really didn't get permission legally, and therefore the one who gave him the permission shouldn't have done so. Ein Lo L'Sachi B'Zen, you shouldn't use such Sach. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Yud Bays, he tells us, you should preferably let the Akum go and cut it down. And if in fact the Akum didn't have permission, so then it's a problem. So you go look in Dibra Maskel, Elo Yiknu Osomi Akum. The Bir Halacha says, if Akum got him in a yar, so it depends. In a yar, who shayach liodon echod, lichoro ho kol heter, who mishum de heavy yeush biadu shalakum, mishin rishus biadu shisrol, is a shayach rach, be a vankiri hamuva shom bi gomorrah. This is a whole complicated discussion in as to whether there is a shinui balim and a shinui rishus over here, and he discusses this further, in the rest of this Bir Halacha, where it's basically a machlokas. Is the Yeyush Chal or is the Yeyush Nachal? Is this really a Shina Rishus or not? Furthermore, the Mishmur says, if a Yid were to cut it and then gave it to somebody else, Kam Kinshur, that's also acceptable, because here, have Yeyush, Yad Rishon, a Kotzi, so Shina Rishus, Yad Sheni. You have the Yeyush and the Shina Rishus. Sivkot Yud Gimel, Rotsu Loma, the Shema Gozala Akam Karko. We have to be concerned that the Akam stole the Karko, Mikom Akam. If Yev Shomut, Luxos Biatsman, but if there is no Akam over there, then you could cut it yourself, Uvachi, Yitor Rishus, Bala Karko, Vilu Akam, but you have to ask permission. Sivkot Yud Dalit, the Ain Lavarak Lesha Basuki. You shouldn't make a Lesha Basuki in this situation. If you can't cut it yourself, you do have permission. And therefore you could make a bracha. This will be discussed later. With this we conclude today's shiur.